Blog Talk Radio.
surrender my life over to you. I willingly give my life to you. God, cover America. Let your will be done in this season right here, right now. Let the person that you called to sit in thy high office and all the other political office that we have in this land, God, let your will be done, O God, and give us the heart to receive what you allowed. God, some of us are going to be happy, some of us are going to be sad, but God, we're asking you for mercy on America and their citizens right now, God. Let your will be done, not my will, not our will, but God, your will. God, let your will be done. And let us accept your will. God, for we're at your mercy. We know your mercies are new every morning. God, we're in your hands because we know you hold the king's heart in your hands. God, we know that you hold every one of our souls and our spirit and our life in your hands. For God, we just ask you for mercy on America, for mercy on every citizen in America and out of the country and other places. God, we ask you for your covering. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, now, let's get into this. My sister, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, like I said, I hope she's listening. I hope she got my request to come on screen with me so we can do this program on tonight. We always talk about...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Did you get my Facebook
okay,
request?
Okay, I'm going to put myself on mute. No, I didn't.
Okay, but I hear you. So, at any time you want to talk, Apostle, please just begin to talk. But I have you on speaker, and I have the speaker turned up so that Facebook can also hear you. So, I'm going to start off with asking you, is it anything you want to start off with learning how to accept what God allows?
I would say one of the things that I would like to start off with is in order to accept what God allows, we actually have to humble ourselves to realize that we don't know more than God. And unfortunately, the way the world is, it teaches us that we know so much, whether we have a doctoral degree, whether we have a master's degree, whether we have a eighth grade, a diploma, but we as humankind, just like those that try to build the Tower of Babel, we tend to, like I said, act like we know more than God. So the beginning of accepting what God allows is accepting his sovereignty. So I'll just wait for you to let me know when you want me to say something else.
Okay. I would like to say thanks to Lila Jefferson and Apostle Dana Malone for watching in. What I've been experiencing is that a lot of times in life, we don't know how to, like you say, accept what God allows. One of the scriptures that I had pulled up for tonight was 2 Chronicles 7:14, which we all know it says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. And as the apostle had said, we must first have to learn how to humble ourselves. We have to even learn how to be able to go to God honestly and say, God, I really don't agree, or I don't like, or I wish it had went another way. We don't know that. And realize that we could just go like that and talk to God openly and honestly. And when we do go to God and talk to him openly and honestly, we must then know how to sit back and wait to hear what God is saying. Because sometimes the hardest part we have is waiting to hear what God has to say. And what I'm learning how to do is to be more patient, not just with people, but with myself. See, I said something right there. I'm learning how to be patient with myself, that I don't have to always look for something to happen like I need it right here, right now. I have to learn how to say, God, this is a request I'm putting to you. This is a request I'm putting on the altar. This is a request I have in my heart. And then say, Lord, teach me how to wait. And then wait. And wait even more or longer if I have to. Because we've been told and taught that delayed don't mean denied. You know, just because something don't come right here, right now. Apostle Malone says God always is preparing him or her. You know, so with me learning how to wait on God, God is teaching me not just the fact that I have to humble myself before him and to him, I still have to humble myself before myself so I don't get full of myself. So I'm learning how to accept what God allows, even with me personally. So do you have anything you would like to say concerning on that, Apostle, or anything else you would like to say?
I agree with you, Minister Sylvia. Like you said, one of the things that we hear people say, and we hear them pray, Lord, I want you to increase, and I want to decrease. But
yeah,
the reality of it is that even when we pray, we're doing all of the talking. It's seldom, even when you see people standing before the church, that you'll hear them say one thing and then just have Selah, a moment where God can minister to his people. But the majority of the time that we're praying, we're making demands, we're making proclamations, we're making decrees. We're so busy speaking until we're not listening. And I just wonder if we had an hour of prayer before the Lord and we only said four sentences that would take us 5 minutes, how well would we do if for 55 minutes, a half an hour, 15 minutes, we just were silent and let God minister to us? But we don't see that. We don't see people having Selah moments with the Lord. We hear them, like even the other day when people were mocking one of the people that was praying, that was calling for angels in Africa and South America and all of that stuff, that the person was so busy declaring and decreeing and praying. But in communication, there's a transmitter who is the person speaking, but there's also a receiver. So just like you and I are on here right now, I have to stop so that you can speak, and you have to stop so that I can speak. So why don't we give God the same consideration?
Amen. 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 That is so true.
So just think, if God has it set up to where we say that in good communication, there's an exchange, how can we say God is speaking to us when we don't give him time to speak? And not only that, why does he only need 5 minutes? Why, if you're praying for an hour, why can't he have 55 minutes and why can't we have 5?
That's true.
Because why aren't we taking down notes and listening to what thus say the Lord? Why aren't we taking down notes, hearing what the Holy Spirit is revealing to us? But I'm talking about me. God is working even on me. that when I pray, it's uncomfortable for people to have moments of silence because we're always used to hearing noise. We're always used to hearing music. We're always used to hearing what people have to say. But
yeah.
I think if we spend more time, even if it's in silence, trying to hear from God, I think we might be really surprised and shocked that he has a lot to say, but we just don't have the patience to listen.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Because what I found out, when I ask God something, I had to learn how to say, okay, Lord, give me the patience to sit back and just listen for you. Give me the patience to just be able to hear you say no and accept it. Because, see, we're so used to saying God's going to tell us yes. God is going to give us the desires of our heart. Sometimes it's like the movie. You can't handle the desires of your heart. You know, sometimes we look back at people we asked God for in the past, and God didn't give it to us, and we, why, Lord? Wow, Jesus, why I couldn't have that? Why I couldn't have him? Why I couldn't have her? Then we see him now and say, oh, Lord, I thank you. We want to laugh, we want to shout, we want to dance, but we couldn't see it then because God didn't allow it. But we're so busy wanting God to allow every request that we put on the altar, every request that we put up before him, but we have to learn that we learning how to accept what God allows, and allow don't always have to answer yes on it. Sometimes the allow that God gives you is he's allowing you to see it later, because we also have a saying that says, I see you, you look much in the future, you look much better than you do right now. We know we have a lot of sayings, but a lot of times we don't want to live up to that saying. It sounds good coming out, but we don't want to live up to what we're saying. We just want to sound like we're important, and we know a lot of scriptures, and we know a lot of quotes. But I'm saying personally, God, teach me how to accept what you allow. And I'm learning that God is not allowing a lot of things. God is not allowing me to hang around a lot of places. God not allowing me to hang around a lot of friends, because we know the word said it, and we know that we say it, that there's a season for everything, even a season for friends. Apostle put it on Dana Malone put it on the Facebook a little while ago, that there's a season. We have to always understand what season we're in, and I'm in a season of God molded me and making me. And I mean, you know, God has changed so much of me, my desires, as far as places, people, time, and things. It's certain people I wanted to be around a lot. It's certain places I used to believe I just had to go. It's certain things that I just had to have. And God is just changing that I don't even want to go over there anymore. It's not only want to be around those people, but my season there has changed. I remember I was in a motorcycle club, and I said to them, I started noticing my desires changed, and I started noticing things, the taste for certain things. It ain't always food. You can have a taste for a certain lifestyle. And this lifestyle, God started changing it, the taste for it in my mouth and in my spirit. And I said to this club, you all better get out of me what you can now, because my life is going to change. And I meant it in more ways than one. Personally and spiritually, my life was going to change. And when I look at where I am now from that day, and I'm saying, wow. Now, that was the beginning of my making. You know, where Apostle Sandra Thomas, our late Apostle Sandra Thomas, taught us how when you get pregnant in the spirit, A lot of people don't understand that when you get pregnant in the spirit, it's not like a natural pregnancy. Sometimes God puts something inside you because he's breaking something inside you that it, you didn't get overnight, and it took a while for God to break those things, because at first we have to accept and admit, I liked it. I wanted it. I look forward to it. And see, a lot of times we don't want to do that because we don't want people to think, I ain't always been here. No, I ain't always been here. I haven't always been here where I would sit here and talk on Facebook and I don't know who hear me. I don't know who see me. But I'm at a place, I said, God, if you tell me, I'll say it. If you send me, I'll go. I'm at that place, but I'm at the same place where I'm saying, God, I don't want to say that to them. But I'm getting to the place where I'm saying, okay, I don't want God to say, I told you to say it. Now, if you don't say it, I'm just going to send somebody else. But I'm trying to let you see that I'm trying to use you. So I'm at a place where I'm learning how to accept what God has allowed to happen in my life, because it's some things that God is telling me to say and do, and I must abide by what God is doing in my life. Okay, Apostle, it's on you now.
I just wanted to say, think about Apostle Sandra Thomas, the late Apostle Sandra Thomas, and then also think about Prophet Antoine Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think about the gift that
yeah.
God gave her
mm-hmm.
and that same mantle that lies on Prophet Antoine,
okay,
you realize that if they don't accept what God allows, they won't say what God told them to say. So
mm-hmm.
think about the times when Apostle said God would tell her to say something, and she would, at one point, young in her prophetic gift, she might hesitate. But then because she got used to listening to God, knowing his voice, and obeying God, she didn't worry about missing God because she knew his voice. And when you see Prophet Antoine prophesying and ministering to people, he has that same gift where he's learned how to listen to God, and also know that, they're right there, that one God, or know how to, okay, this that I need to say to this person isn't for everybody to hear. I need to whisper this right here. Because sometimes
okay.
God will give you a word for someone, and it's for that someone. It's not
okay.
for everybody in the room, because you don't want to give someone a word from God that's going to cause them to miss the word because they're so offended. Not saying that when you give people a word, they may, the demon inside them might not be offended, but you have to have the wisdom of God to accept what he allows. And sometimes what he allows is that word that he told you, you tell that person, but you don't tell the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so then as we accept what God allows, we have to make sure that our flesh is not getting in the way, because we can... I think it was Bishop Pleasant or one of them was saying how someone said something to them and they knew the person missed it, and so they didn't receive it. Well, sometimes even when a person misses it, God will have you have a where you won't embarrass that person in front of everyone, but you will tell them afterwards, you know, Prophet, I think you need to seek God, because I'm going to seek God as well, but you missed it. Or evangelist, did God tell you to do all of that hooping and hollering, or did he just tell you to minister to the people? So as God is telling us how to minister to the people, and as God is ministering to us, we have to accept that sometimes the crowd may want you to hoop and holler, but God may say, no, I need this crowd to get the word, because this crowd right here, they want to shout, they want to dance, and they want to live like hell, double, H-E-L, double hockey sticks. They want to live like Hades immediately after service. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes when we're accepting what God allows, that means we have to make sure, did you fast prior to speaking this word? Did you seek God prior to speaking this word, or are you here to entertain? Like
okay.
it or not, we do like to entertain. So when we accept what God allows, we have to realize, okay, God, you just allowed that person to do all of that screaming and hollering, and nobody here got ministered to. But to me, I found out that I can have a word that I think I'm going to speak on a Sunday morning, and God will tell me to pray the whole time. And I'm like, well, you know, God, I've been sitting up all night getting this word together, and he'll say, no, pray. Or I could, like I was telling you about the song where he said, we're in a war, and
yeah.
God just let me know that we are in a war. As people of God, we're in a war. It's a spiritual war that's going on. You can see it with the mentality of the person that's over our government. We are being seen by different nations as a nation that's out of control because they're judging us by our leadership. So as
yes.
we, as leaders, minister to people, we have to be conscious of what are you ministering? Are you ministering or is the Holy Spirit ministering? So if we accept what God allows, we won't worry about what we're saying because we'll know that what we're saying is in line with what God is saying. And that's what I love about the people that have been ministering on Smile 3E, that they're seeking God and they're hearing from God, and God will change their message in the middle of their message, and they just go with whatever God says. And that means if you stayed up all week long thinking this is the word God has for you, maybe that's the key. It was for you. It was not for the people. And so that in itself is I accept what God allows because he had me study all week on this message, but the message was for me.
Okay. Amen. I agree with you, and I thank you for that because that's one thing I'm always saying, and I always have said, God, give me the spirit and the desire to be teachable. I have no problem with correction, especially with speaking to God's people, especially with representing God. I don't want to be a big I, or in my case, a big S for Sylvia. I want my S to stand for Sylvia. I want it to stand for salvation. I don't want it to stand for silliness. I don't want it to stand for stupidity because I was too proud to ask, or I was too proud to be corrected because I know everything. No. I read in the word that the fox, the little fox destroyed the vine. You know, I see how little things can happen and it make big damages. You know, it causes a lot of crazy stuff to go wrong in your house or in your life or in your finances because of the little things. I didn't check the balance of my bank account, and I spent more money here, and that now all this is backed up and messed up because of the no sufficient funds. It's a lot of things that I've learned over life and in life not to be so proud that you cannot ask for correction. You cannot ask for instructions. You cannot ask for guidance. And one thing I'm learning to do is sit back. Like you say earlier, just be quiet. Don't always have to have something to say because, see, I told you all my testimony and I told you all before, I was always the one that had to have the last word. I don't know if y'all, those of you all on here that don't know me, I had to have a last word. I had to make sure you knew you was in a conversation with me, whether it was good or bad, because I have to have a last word. I'm learning how sometimes to just and be like, you know what, ain't neither one of us going to benefit from that because right now I'm trying to make sure you understand that God is able. God is able, God is able, God is able. And if I come at it a certain way, I'm not going to get the the how could I say it? I'm not going to get the chance to minister to you what God told me to minister to you because I wanted to make sure you heard what I said. So I'm learning how to just say, God, I know your word said there's nothing too hard for you. You know, I was looking at my little note right here. It says Jeremiah 32:17, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by the great power and stretched out arms. There is nothing too hard for thee. And then it also says in Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? So once it told me there's nothing too hard for thee, it told me in Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Then in Jeremiah 32:27, is there anything too hard for, you know, it, when you just want to learn from God and you want to read his word, he will say to you, is there anything too hard for me? You will be able to read where it says, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard after he then created the heavens and the earth because of his power? And if God has the power that the word said he has, and we believe he has to create the heaven and the earth and every living thing on it, don't you know God has the power to teach you how to ask him to change your desires? His word tells us that he will give us desires of our heart. And one of my desires in my heart was, God, change my ways. Change my mindset. Change the way I think about stuff. Change the way I speak. Change the way I receive things. Sometimes we have to come to the understanding, I don't receive, I'm not a receptive person. You know, a lot of times we don't understand, I don't, you know, present myself as the word say, you present yourself friendly if you want friends. Sometimes you're not a receptive person. You don't receive things and people don't receive you. And until you come to the understanding, as Apostle said, you humble yourself. I had to learn how to humble myself before God and say, God, the greatest, how they say, it's a problem over here and it's a problem over there. But what both of these problems have in the middle is me. I had to come to the understanding that the problem wasn't with everybody else. The problem was me. And once I realized the part I played and who I was in the situation, I had to say, God, it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of deliverance. It's me, oh Lord. I need to be saved. I need to be set free. God, get this right here. All this, top to bottom, front to back, side to side, head to toe. God, it's me. God, I need to be changed. So I had to start putting myself on the altar to learn how to accept what God has allowed to happen in me. Don't get me wrong. It was a hard let go. Some things I didn't want to let go. Some things I still hold on to because I'm learning how to accept what God has allowed, the desire to want to change, the desire to let this go, let that go. You know how we say, well, I let some things go because, see, what we have to do is realize, I like that, I like this, I did that, I did this, because I liked it. You eat chocolate cake because you like it. You eat greens because you like it. I don't like liver, but I know some people love liver, and they eat it because they like it. Now, I love the way liver smells, especially with the onions on it and the bacon on it and oh, the scent that it just sends off. But when I taste it, the smell and the taste don't go together to me. But I'm learning how to let God take me out of a place that I used to be. And when I look back, I like a lot of old songs, because when I look back over my life and I think things over, God, I know it could have been me. At one point, I was outdoors with no roof over my head and no place to go. I could still be there. When I look back over where I was, and I said, when I stopped living in today, tomorrow, tonight, when I stopped living and looking at myself, until I said, yes, Lord, and I said, yes, Lord, for real, I want y'all to hear me, like I said earlier, like a scratch record, for real, for real. Yes, Lord, for real. Until I cried out of my spirit, God, I can't do this by myself. God, I can't live like this no more. Until I made changes, even in my prayer life, until I started praying for real, I didn't see no change in my life. But when I threw my hands up and said, God, I'm yours, I can't play with this thing no more. I can't play. I can't play no more. You know, Apostle Sandra Thomas taught us how to pray that God save us and stop playing like God has saved us. You know, some of us, we want to be saved and sanctified and speak in tongues and have the utterance of it in front of people. But inside our house, we playing. On all tips, we playing like we playing backgammon, dominoes, cards. Our life and our house is full of games. I had to get to a place to say, God, I'm stuck here. God, I need to be taken out of this situation right here. You know, I'm not doing what I need to do. God, help me. Do what I need to do. Teach me, God. Give me people that's going to teach me how to do it. And God, teach me how to receive it. Even if I don't like it, teach me how to receive it. Because, see, we don't always want to accept what God allows. God will allow us to get that teacher. In my case, my younger sister teaching me how to allow the word of God to challenge me. My younger sister is challenging me by the word of God. My younger sister is speaking into my life, saying, is that God? Is God okay with that? You know, we have to learn how to accept what God allows, because, see, sometimes God will send somebody to you that you don't know, and you will be like, that was God. But when God sends somebody to you that you do know, that's saying, that's not it. I hope you all get what I'm saying. Sometimes a person could come to you and say, that's not it. Like Apostle said a little while ago, you're not getting it. You're not hearing it. And I've spoke with her a lot of times, and I have to say to her, I thank you for not being a yes sister, or other people say a yes man. I've had to say to her, I thank you for being honest with me, because I know that you know the word of God. I said the blood will be on your hands, because you had a chance to teach. You had a chance to send correction. You had the chance to say what God said to you to say to me. I thank her for that. And I'm saying it to say to you all, get you somebody in your life that's going to teach you when God makes changes to accept what God allows. I'm not just saying somebody that's saying something to hurt your feelings, because you know when a person is speaking to you, if they're using witchcraft on you, or if they're telling you what thus said the Lord, because God had been told you first. even if you try to act like you didn't hear it or you didn't see it or you didn't read it, God had been and told you first. And all you have to do then is when he sent confirmation your way is accept what God has allowed. He has allowed you to receive confirmation. So I'm going to ask the apostle, would she please add to that? Because for you all that don't know, this is who I turn to, because one thing I do know, she's not going to sugarcoat it, and she's not going to say nothing, because I'm her big sister. She's going to say, she calls me Renee. She's going to say, Renee, you may not like it, but this is what the Word of God says. I mean, it's not to beat me down, it's to build me up. And she's building me up with the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. So, Apostle, it's in your hands.
I was thinking about when I was growing up, Renee knows, Minister Sylvia, even before Rodney King said it, I was always saying, can we all just get along? Can we all just get along? So we had to fight to go to school, and I do mean literally fight. We had to, I at one time got jumped on by 11 boys at one time because Renee had beat them up, so they'd all decided they would beat me up at one time. And so as I'm growing up and I'm thinking, why can't we all just get along? I remember even in where I worked at, and even in ministry, Apostle Sandra Thomas said to me, she said, Cecilia, you have a spirit of timidity on you, and God wants to use you, but you've got to let that go. You are letting people walk all over you. At this time, I was working with 10 white men who were just doing just that, walking all over me because I was a black woman and because I was in a from a different service than them. But at the same time, I also have a history of being a combat war veteran. So, I mean, I've actually been to combat and things of that sort. So God's using Apostle to minister to me. He's using the military to minister to me. He's using these 10 white men who are attacking me left and right. And I was like, God, what's going on? But then I had to learn the balance of it, because I went from being timid to just being over the top, and I do mean over the top. As Minister Sylvia said, God may use me to minister to her, but that's what it is. I'm not over the top with her. I'm not doing stuff to hurt her feelings. And so I went from being timid to just being, oh, if you were off, I was going to tell you you was off. I wasn't sugarcoating it. I wasn't doing any of that, but I also wasn't considering that you were human. And so then he used this prophet when I sat under Bishop Weeks, and when he was married to Prophetess Bynum. And the prophet, I went to walk out the room, and she said, She said, come here. She said, I need you to write this down. She said, God said, allow humans to be human. And I said, huh? He says, God told me to tell you, you got to allow humans to be human. Get in touch with your humanity, but yet speak truth to people, but allow them to be human. And so I didn't know what she meant. And I went to God, and I said, God, is she calling me self-righteous? What is it that I need to do? And then God just started ministering to me. He used Apostle Sandra Thomas. He used my job. He used the different things that I was going through in life. And he started letting me see that there's a balance. And so you can't be so timid that people are, as you had said to me before, Minister Sylvia, I couldn't be so timid that I was allowing people to put their foot on my neck. Even before what happened with George Floyd you and I had that conversation. And I was like, God, show me the balance of can't we all get along, and also not allowing humankind to put their foot on my neck at the same time. And then as I took all of these things to God in prayer, I allowed God to speak more than I would speak. So I would lay prostrate before God, and people would look, okay, she's laying here for hours and hours, and they're silent. But there wasn't silence because God was ministering to me. His angels were ministering to me, and you would might hear me saying in scriptures like, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, I was quoting the word, whatever God was ministering to me as far as the scriptures, I would say those scriptures. And as the word of God, and I do mean the word, ministered to me, I saw that Apostle Sandra Thomas would say different things to me that would minister to me. My mother, who was alive at the time, she would say different things to me that would minister to me. Bishop James Hilton, who was here at the time, he would say things that and they would minister to me. There were songs that Daryl Coley and different people would sing, and it would minister to me. Or I could go to a service and Prophet Anton or even Pastor Troy might come up to me and they may say something to me and it would minister to me. So as I left myself open and vulnerable to God, I also found out that I could easily now hear when it was not God speaking. And so when I was allowing people to put their foot on my neck, that wasn't God. But it was something that I was accustomed to doing because, like it or not, where I work at, there are certain races and there are certain sexes that's in charge. And so you can get acclimated to a point that you're on your job allowing people to put their foot on your neck and you bring that same mentality over to the house of God. And so then there would be things that God would tell me to say to people. I wouldn't say it because I was like, I'm not going to say that. That'll hurt their feelings. Instead of saying to God, help me to say it in a way that they'll receive it instead of in a way of just getting it out there. And so that was a learning place for me to not be so far over the top, but at the same time, not be so timid. And I remember when the change in my life started happening, it was God had told me to say a few things to Apostle Sandra Thomas. And I was afraid. I was in tears. I was like, God, there's no way I could say that to her. You know, she's my apostle. And I was crying. And I was like, no, 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 God. And I was fighting with God with saying it. And then I called her, and I told her what God had told me to say to her, and she just started laughing because she already knew that I needed to say something to her, and God had already let her know that I was afraid to say it.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I said, God, the fact that my apostle received it and already knew that I was going to say it, sometimes we get so caught up in a hierarchy and rank structure till we forget that God is king. God
yeah.
is Lord. And whatever he tells you to say, if you miss it, that person's going to tell you. Because Apostle Sandra Thomas had no problem with telling us when we missed it. I believe, Minister Sylvia, you remember the time we were in the basement on Neil's side, and we was praying, and we called him Deacon. Deacon Freddie said, they ain't praying nothing. And I remember all I could do was bust out laughing. I'm supposed to be down here praying, and I heard Freddie say we weren't praying nothing. And I asked God, I said, God, he said we're not praying nothing. I said, God, help me to be praying something because I can have someone say that to me, and I heard it. We're supposed to be praying, but I heard him say they ain't praying nothing. And then Apostle Sandra Thomas came down, and she rebuked all of us. And she said the same thing, basically, that Deacon Freddie said. We weren't praying nothing. She said, y'all down here competing. She was like, y'all ain't praying nothing. And so then at that point, I went to God and I said, God, whatever spirit of competition is in me, get it out. Because I know I play volleyball. I know I play basketball. I know I'm in the military and I have all of this stuff going on. But make it where I can accept what you just spoke to me through Deacon Freddie. And so as I would learn to hear God through whoever he said it through, it could have been through Prophet Antoine. It could have been through Servant Pastor Troy. It could have been through Freddie. Deacon Freddie could have been between this person or that. You can get so caught up in yourself so you only want to hear words from the apostle. If anybody else say something, But God can use a donkey. God can use whoever he wants to use. God can use a person that's walking right beside you. And like you said, whether it's the younger person or the older person, don't get to be so suchy-muchy until people can't minister to you. But do you know there's people who can't minister to another person just because they won't receive it because you're a woman? They won't receive it because you're a person of color? They won't receive it because they don't believe you're that saved. I had a family member tell me, you ain't the next Vanna White. And I thought to myself, what does that have to do with anything? But we have to realize that if we don't accept what God allows, we will have the nerve to tell people and tell God himself, oh, that person can't say nothing to me. I've been saved for 25 years. They've been saved 2 seconds.
Yeah.
When we learn how to accept what God allows, if that person tells you you're too timid, you're probably too timid. If that person tells you you need to stop allowing people to put their foot on your neck, you need to stop doing it. If that person tells you, you know, when you speak, sometimes it's like venom. You don't have to say it with such harshness. You have to hear that so that you can accept what God allows. Because if he allowed them to say that to you, did he allow them to say it to you because you needed to hear it? Or did he allow you to for them to say it because you need to let them know, God didn't tell you to say that to me in that tone. Where is the love? Apostle Sandra Thomas blessed me so when she said that her pastor, Pastor Sandra Levine, told her, Apostle, where is the love? She actually was honest with us and let us know that God used her pastor, although she was over all of us, to tell her that she was speaking truth, but the love was missing. And sometimes, like Apostle Sandra Thomas said, you can see that demon, and you're so angry with that demon that's using someone that you forget you have to allow people to be human. And then when you allow them to be human, that means that some people, you're going to have to say stuff to them, and they're going to need thick skin. And other people, you're going to say stuff to them, and you're going to have to be cunning. You're going to have to be nicer with it so that they can receive it until they get that thick skin. Not everybody needs to get the word softly. Not everybody needs to get hollered at. Our parents dealt with us differently, correct? Renee, you got more whoopings than I got, which we know. But they knew they could just tell me and I would be corrected. Even though you always say you was the best kid, we both know they could just talk to me and I was, get corrected. You, they might have to whoop you to do it. But in the end, you got smart, and you was like, no, if they could talk to Cecilia, she can get it right. I'm tired of getting a whooping, too. So that's what I love about God. As we learn to accept what he allows, we don't have to get a whooping. He can just talk to us and say, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And we'll say yes. And then let me go way to the left. I have people that work for me where I have to treat them all differently. And they would say, Cecilia, you treat us all differently. I said, you're right, because you're all different. And they would be like, well, you didn't tell her to do that. You didn't tell him to do that. because I didn't have to. When they looked at me, they saw that what they did was wrong, and they fixed it. For you, I have to give you a counseling statement. I have to give you a reprimand. I got to go through all of this. And so now that I've been over them as long as I have, I'm noticing that the people I used to have to give reprimands to, I don't have to give them reprimands anymore. People that I used to have to write and make them do memorandums for record, I don't have to do that anymore. So they've learned, okay, I have to learn how to work with this supervisor. She's not like the other ones I had. Well, with God, I thank God that he doesn't have to allow the 10 white men to do the things that they used to do and say to me. He doesn't have to make apostles sit me at the front of the church and make everybody come up and hug me because they may have been thinking I was trying to take their place. So as I look at all of the things that God has allowed me to go through, I still have to know when I'm talking to Minister Sheila, I say things to her one way, and when I'm talking to Minister Sylvia, I talk to her another way, and then I have to learn how to, if God told me to tell you, whether I want to tell you or not is not the issue. The issue is that I need to obey God, and if he told me to tell you, I trust God, I tell you, and if I missed it, he'll let me know that I missed it. And what I love about God is he's perfecting me. He didn't say I was perfect, but he's perfecting me. And you can only accept what God allows if you're willing to say, I missed it. Or if you're willing to say, God, I give you all the glory. Because the reason I did miss it is because I listened to you, because I'd rather obey God than man. So can you accept what God allows? Yes, if you'd rather obey God rather than man.
Amen. Amen, amen. I thank you for all of that, because I receive it, because like I said, I knew where I needed correction, and I didn't have to go and look and search. I asked God for correction. I said, God, Apostle Sandra Thomas, you took her on home to be to glory. What do I do? But before he took her home to glory, God had put me and Apostle Elect Cecilia on another level. We have been BFF since we were children because, yes, I got a lot of whoopings because I was hard-headed. But I thank God that it didn't kill me. My parents didn't spare the rod, so I, you know, they didn't spoil the child. Yes, I fought a lot growing up because God had to make sure I had the thickness of skin as well as the attitude for, I guess, this time, of such a time as this, because of what we had to prepare for in this world now. Growing up, we had to fight going to school. We had to fight being in school because people said we had good hair. What that mean, I don't know, but that's what they said. We had good hair, so we had to fight, you know, constantly. We had big legs. We had to fight. I thank God for bringing us through our childhood growing up. I thank God for everything that we have experienced in life because, like I said, when I asked for correction, I didn't have to go look. I didn't have to go seek. God told me that he had sent me my correction because he sent me someone that loved me for real. Loved me when we were in the world going to parties and fighting and just being children together, that when they told me something, I knew from back then I can trust them. And even when they're telling me something now, I can trust them. I thank God for that. You know, I thank God for this scripture right here that I'm going to say, because of everything that me and Apostle Elect went through growing up and now in the body of Christ together, me under her leadership. Romans 8:31 said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's what I'm saying, because that's what she's teaching me, to depend on God, accept God, accept God's ways, accept God's will, even if we don't feel comfortable, even if we don't agree with it. I thank Apostle Dana Malone for joining us on tonight. She said that since she's been watching me since I took over this Friday night service from Elder Kendall that passed away and gone on to glory, she sees the growth, because when I first started this, I was scared. I was terrified. I was like, well, you know, I have friends. Because I was riding still on a motorcycle scene, I'm hanging out riding, and they know this, they know that. But Apostle Elect said, God knows where you're at. So when God started me out ministering at that point, when people see me now, I guess they can look at my face, they can hear from my voice, they can hear in my spirit that I have accepted what God has allowed. God has made a change in me. And I'm so glad that I allow God to make a change. And when I do minister on Fridays and on Mondays, it's not because, and I use myself as an example, it's not because I'm trying to brag and be conceited. No, I'm saying God has no respect to person. If God did it for me, he'll do it for you. And one thing I do know is that I trust God. I trust God with everything. I thank God for all that he has done, all that he's doing. I thank him for putting Apostle Elect in my life, not just as my blood sister, but as my sister in Christ. Because, see, you can have somebody in your life that know you and know the way you used to be, and they won't have time for you. I guess y'all don't have nobody that is like that. I thank God for my younger sister, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, to have time enough. She says, I am going to help you get to the place that you're striving to be, that God is calling you to be, because we know that God has a use for us. But a lot of times, a lot of us don't want to be used the way God wants to use us. We just want to be used, you know, under our direction. We want to be the captain. We want to be the Lord. I'm just going to be honest. We want to always be the one to say, well, see, I. It's the word in the Bible about I. Look it up for yourself. I'm not going to be the one that I ascend. No, I didn't ascend nowhere. I went down on my knees, I got before God, I lay before God, I cried out to God and said, God, this right here, all this, I don't like it. I shouldn't be still doing the things today that I did back then. The word said those childish things I put away. I still shouldn't be laughing and talking about certain things that doesn't make any sense, doesn't edify the body of Christ. I've one thing here of mine. I made 60 last month this year, and I have a couple of friends that's my age. Some are a little older, and some are close to where I'm at now. When I hear a person say, girl, they jealous of me, and I'm looking at them like, we 60, how's a 30-year-old, 20-year-old woman jealous of us? That, I use that for an example because that's the mindset of some people out here. What you said, missionary Linda? I don't know why I don't have sound. I don't know. Replay. Okay. I don't know why you don't have sound either, Linda. But let me see something on my phone. No, I don't know why you.
I can hear you, Minister Sylvia, but I can. I maybe because I'm on Blog Talk.
Okay. One thing I do know is that I thank God for everything. I thank God for every experience I done had in life. I thank God for every relationship I had in life, because without those experiences and without those relationships, I wouldn't be where I am today. Some people have learned to find a value, habit. Okay, Linda can hear me now. Some people have not learned the value of being saved. Some people have not learned the value of knowing God and having a relationship with God. You can't know God because of your mom had a relationship with your grandma, your auntie, uncle, sister, brother, whoever. You have to have a personal relationship with God. That's one thing Apostle Sandra Thomas taught us. Get a relationship with God for yourself so that you can talk to God and you can hear from God. And I thank God for the relationship I have with him, because we always say, if you don't want nobody to know your business, tell your business, take it to God. Yeah, it's true. Because, see, once you take it to God and you wait to hear from God, then you don't have to worry about God telling nobody else about you, because God's too busy telling somebody else about them if they have ears to hear and a heart to receive. So I thank everybody for joining in. Carmela, Linda, Dana, Michelle, Lila, I'm trying to remember the names, LaSonia, thank you all for joining in on tonight. Thank you all for being a part of our ministry. I'm trying to find my notes that I try to keep up with. Thank you all for just being faithful listeners. Thank you all for taking the time out on tonight to want to hear what God had put in my heart. And what he put in my heart tonight was learning how to accept what God allowed. It hasn't been easy, because some things I don't even think I wanted to believe. It was in my spirit. You know, we see faults in everybody else, but a lot of times we don't see ourselves. You know, we don't know how to look in the mirror. You know, the word said eyes are the mirror to the soul, but we don't want to look in our own mirror. We don't want to look in our own eyes. We don't even want to admit what's in our heart, but we can find, we can see the fault over there, but when you see it right here, I thank God for my education in Christ. I thank God for the leaders I had through life. I thank God for my first minister, which was my mom. I thank God for her teaching us as kids, thus said the Lord. Fear the Lord. Trust the Lord. Love the Lord with all your heart. I thank God for that. So I'm going to end that with tonight and say thank you all for looking in on Facebook. Thank you all for calling in on Blog Talk. I want to give you a couple of announcements, and we're going to close the program out. I'm going to check before I do that. Is there anyone on Blog Talk that would like to make a comment on tonight's service before I give my final remarks? If so, please speak now. Okay. We don't have anybody still on Blog Talk, but on Facebook Live. Thank you all for staying over. We ran over a little bit because tonight I really wanted to touch on this, because before this year is up, I'm thanking God for the next level he's taking me to, because I do know we know that new levels, new devils, and I'm asking God to prepare me for the place that I have to go and I need to be. I don't want to get here and get scared again. I don't want to get here and double doubt myself, because I know God is able. I told you that the word says, is there anything too hard for God? And it said again, when God said, is there anything too hard for me? I told you what it said in Jeremiah. I told you what it said in Romans. I told you what it said in Genesis. And I told you that even in Jeremiah 32, 27 says, is there anything too hard for me? God is asking me, is there anything too hard for him? After I said, is there anything too hard for God? No, there's nothing too hard for God, nor God there. I don't believe that it's anything too hard. So I hope you all understood what I said, saying that statement. But here's my announcements for tonight. Please support Missionary Linda Handy prayer line. She has on Friday nights at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday mornings at 1 p.m. I'm sorry, not Sunday morning, Sunday evening at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Her phone number is 605-313-4818. That's 605-313-4818. Her passcode is 647147. Passcode 647147. We also have Evangelist LaSonia Michelle Allen, who has a ministry. You can reach her on Facebook. She has a Thursday night prayer line. She also have lately she's been going on the air a little regular because God has been putting a message in her heart to share with the people. So that's Evangelist LaSonia, that's capital L-A, capital S-O-N-I-A, Michelle Allen. You can request her on Facebook and follow along her ministry. We also support our very own pastor, Servant Troy Thomas. He has Sunday services at 2:30 p.m. You can catch him on Facebook. And he's a man of God. He's a part of this ministry also. You can also support Prophet Antoine Thomas. He's also on Facebook. He does a daily scripture. He does daily prayer. He shares daily devotions from God. Follow him, please, on Facebook. Send him a friend request for his ministry and follow along. We also, and he's a part of this ministry also, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We also have Dr. Serena Wright. She's a part of this ministry. She's written a book that's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. You can follow her on Facebook under Dr. Serena Wright, and you can also follow her with email at givetoafrica@yahoo.com. That's G-I-V-E, the number 2, Africa, A-F-R-I-C-I-A, at yahoo.com. We also have this ministry every Monday night of the month. Different Mondays are different speakers. Please follow my page, Sylvia Kaiser, on Facebook. You will find out which speaker is for that Monday. This is the second Monday coming up this month. The speaker will be our very own servant, Troy Thomas. He will be the speaker for Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the service this Monday. We're here on Fridays like this at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first and third Fridays of the month, I will be the speaker. The second and fourth Fridays of the month, our very own Prophet Antoine Thomas will be the speaker. And if there's a fifth Friday in the month, either myself or Prophet Thomas or the both of us, or God may lead us to asking someone else to speak, but we will be led by God who to ask to share that Friday, the fifth Friday. We also have a fifth Monday of certain months, and that Monday goes to our minister, Lawrence Seabury, who will be ministering to the youth. So please follow this ministry. It's a good ministry. This is the ministry that's called by God. We invite you to follow along with us. We invite you to write the word down. We invite you to give us comments of what God has done for you or what you feel that God is doing. We even ask you if you want to have prayer. Let us know. Our scripture that this program is built on is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, thank you all for joining us tonight. don't forget, learn how to accept what God allows. So if God allows it not to happen and you want it to, accept it. If God allowed it to happen and it does happen, let me tell you what you do. Once you get it, don't you dare go back. Once God gives you what you ask for, healing, deliverance, breakthrough, set free, if he brought you from being homeless or being poor or whatever, whatever it is that God has brought you from and to, don't you treat him like a sugar daddy. Treat him like what he is, your holy father, your father God that you can call daddy God. Don't play him like he's a hamburger and you know he's more than he's a quarter pounder, big, he's all that. And he comes with fries. Y'all know what I mean. Love the Lord with your whole heart, and with your whole heart, love the Lord. I want you all to know, we thank God. We pray that you all have ears to hear. We pray that you all receive the word on tonight. We pray that you all trust God with your whole heart, not just on Sundays and not just on the day that you need them, but every day of your life. Father God, let everybody get rest with their sleep on the night. Cover their homes, cover their houses, cover their children, cover their family, cover their finances, and everything else that's concerning them and their family. For God, I ask you to touch every heart that's watching now and later in the archives. Answer their prayers, God. Let them learn to accept what you allow. Good night, everybody. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do. Amen. Amen. Good night. Good night, Blog Talk.